Today on The Take, we're going to talk Brexit and guns. Come on, ride with your boy.
Yeah, this is the incredible. Class is in session, the sandstorm taking human form, discussing sports and pop culture, we answering all your questions. I know what you're guessing, just an ordinary show based in London, but we different, talking about what they want, you should pay attention. Politics and social issues, we running facts that the media lies about on the daily, things that they won't admit to. TK the Great, here to set the record straight, don't cry when you hear the truth, and if you do, here's a tissue, bringing you dope news globally. Listen, these topics of discussion very unique, you're out missing, just tune in the same time every day except on the weekend, it gets raw, jumping in the deep end.
But we like it in the deep end, don't we? Yo, what's up? It is the top of the 7 o'clock hour in the sexiest city in the world, and that is London, England. Which means it's actually 2 a.m. in the city that never sleeps anyway, which is New York. And of course, 11 p.m. simultaneously in the cities of Angels and Sin. I want to welcome you to TK's Take. I am your host, TK the Great. You could be listening to anybody else in the world right now, but you've chosen to ride with your boy, and for that, I am grateful. I'm thankful. I'm humble. I always will be. I used to start off like, what it is, what is up, what is what? I need to get back to that. So look, we're only going to talk about two things today, and then we're going to get into TK's day, and I'm going to bounce out on you. We're going to do this, we're going to try to do this in another 60 minutes, right? I want my American audience to get a bit of a feel for what it's like to experience British politics. It's different. I'm talking, you know, how can I put it? Like, you would never see the President of the United States, like, in an open debate, unless obviously he was running for re-election, or maybe in some type of town hall situation that took place last night in the United States of America. You would never see the President of the United States doing that. It's not how things, you know, this is just not how things roll out. And so as I watched the Brexit plan be rolled out today, and some people may think, well, I'm not a citizen. Does it really affect me? And I would tell you that it does. One, I am not a citizen of the United Kingdom. Born in Germany to American parents. So my dual citizenship is one more of a European Union by virtue of German. And then, of course, the American. So I've been allowed to stay in the United Kingdom because I'm a citizen of Europe. However, with the United Kingdom leaving the European Union, 1 year from now, a year and a month from now, what would that mean? Well, I've been here before, the Brexit, so I wouldn't really be affected. I'm assuming that because my son was born in the United Kingdom, while it was still a part of the European Union, we're all good. Right? My daughter, though, was born in Canada. So, it's always been an interest to me how they're going to treat, I guess, immigrants, if that's the proper term. Nigel says that it is. It's just, well, how about, because I know, like, the Humpty Dance is like a 6-minute song, right? All right, so we could do one of two things. We can stop playing the Humpty Dance, right? Because I want you to actually hear the leader of the Labour Party and Theresa May basically go at it. And I think Americans will find this interesting. Nigel, lower the music for me, please. I meant like a fade, but okay. I guess that's how we're just going to bounce out. All right, so I want you to listen to Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn. He's often been called the Donald Trump of the UK, but no. Wait, I'm thinking of James Corbyn. Never mind. All right, here we go. Corbyn, leader of the Labour Party, go. I'm thinking of Boris, I think. All right, go.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday, the Brexit Secretary assured the country that Brexit will not plunge Britain into a Mad Max-style world borrowed from dystopian fiction. Doesn't the Prime Minister feel he could set the bar just a little bit higher?
Prime Minister!
I'll tell you, as the Right Honourable Gentleman knows, we're very clear that we're going to ensure that when we leave the European Union, we are going to be able to take back control of our borders, our money and our laws. And I have to say to him, the only fiction around in relation to the Brexit and the European Union is the Labour Party's front bench, who can't even agree with themselves what their policy is.
Bully, bully, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, cheerio, yes, yes, yes. So, that was Corbyn making his argument that, listen, we don't have a safe landing spot. We're kind of fucked. And the European Union wants this shit wrapped up by 31/12 of 2020 for my American audience. The rest of the world puts the day in front of the month and in the year. You'll see sometimes, especially if you listen to us on the master, which means like the originating recording or the originating signal, the date sometimes will be transfixed. And I always say to myself, God, like if it's 12, you know, any time it could be a month first, I'm always worried that somebody will get the date wrong, but it is what it is. So after that little bit of a row, as we would call it in the UK, and it's just a little bit of an argument, that little bit of back and forth, led to another exchange, a longer one, by Corbyn and the Prime Minister. So, chill to the next episode. I like that. So, Nigel, see? Yeah, ease it out. See? We're getting this down. We're getting this down. All right, so the next thing you're going to hear, like I said, we're queuing it up. All right, here it is again. The Prime Minister and Jeremy Corbyn again.
Mr. Speaker, one of her former Brexit ministers in the other place warned the Prime Minister that Britain will be walking a gangplank into thin air if she doesn't decide what she actually wants on leaving the European Union. In his speech, the Brexit Secretary also said fears about a deregulatory race to the bottom were based on nothing. So why then did his own department's exit analysis state there could be opportunities for Britain in deregulating areas such as environment and employment law?
Yeah. Prime Minister.
Can I say to the Right Honourable Gentleman, he talks about what we actually want to achieve when we leave the European Union. I'll tell him what we want to achieve. We want to ensure that this is a country that can negotiate free trade deals around the rest of the world. We want to ensure that we have a good trade agreement with the European Union, and that's what we'll be starting to negotiate. We want to ensure we have a good security partnership with the European Union, as I set out in detail in my speech in Munich last week. But what we also want to ensure, that this country takes the opportunities that will be open to us outside the European Union to boost our economy, to ensure that we're developing the economy of the future, the jobs for the future, more high-paid, high-skilled jobs for the people in this country. We're putting the people first.
Jeremy Corbyn!
Mr. Speaker, in December, the Foreign Secretary and the Environment Secretary were briefing that the Working Time Directive would be scrapped. Yeah. The CBI and the unions are very clear that they're not looking for a bonfire of regulations, quite the opposite. The only party that wants to scrap workers' regulation protections are the party opposite.
Now, again, the reason that I said we're fucked is this. I'm Nigel. Can I get my sounds back, please, bro? There we go. The reason that I said we're screwed is because she just said we want to negotiate our own trade agreements. Well, we can't. The way it's set up is this. Any trade agreement that we make with a foreign country, we need the European Union's permission. Now, if you need to know why I am moving to Oslo, outside of the fact that they'll be all green, it's the economy is going to be untenable. Again, if you thought we lost $1 trillion in wealth when the Brexit vote came, imagine how much will be lost when it finally comes to fruition. And then my biggest fear is this. The Tories are just like the Republican Party. All right? My American audience now completely understands. As progressive as the UK is, we can deregulate too. We can harm the environment too. It's like everybody's trying to get rich right now. Let's cash out. Where really is the concern for the people? All that bullshit that they kept telling us about the fish and our fishermen. And I told you, I implored you. I begged you. I even said to you, please tell me when the Conservative Party has ever done anything for you. They put people up in luxury apartments because their homes, their low-income homes, were so poorly built that they burned to the ground. And everybody lost everything. Theresa May is an ineffective leader. I will remind the Prime Minister, she was not elected. We inherited her when we were abandoned by David Cameron. I told you, and I don't believe that the United Kingdom is ready. But the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom should be Sadiq Khan. But just like Barack Obama, there's racism in the United Kingdom. And one of the biggest things is, again, transitioning. Let's say you were planning to move here. You can't do it. I mean, I guess if you had to. You could move in a month or within a short span of time. You have to have some money. And if you don't, it's a long process. Now, not so much coming from Europe, you know, all right. So the United Kingdom's position is if you move here, you do it with the understanding that you knew we were leaving the European Union. But what if you're stuck in a situation? Like, I was moving there, and I've made all these plans. I don't want to be treated any differently now because you decided to do something that, well, to be very honest, I didn't fucking vote for. And they want to treat those people differently, not just migrants. Like, they want to treat actual European citizens differently who arrived after Brexit. Now, this country is my son's birthright. And we'll be surrendering it. It makes me sad to know, again, and I've said this on more than one occasion, just absolutely devastated and saddened by the fact that the Russians were able to do the same thing to the that it did to the United States. I mean, the only people who seem to have not had their democracy hurt is France. And I know Nigel says, see, there you go with the frogs again. No, this is just honesty. And I know, like, true Englishmen, you still thumb your nose at the French, and it's okay. It's all right. It's like me looking at Southerners down my nose because intellectually I see them as poorly educated. And by and large, they are. You would think something like math, which is universal. Right? Well, I saw a textbook in Florida and it's AP Calculus, but it's a Florida edition. I don't understand. What, do they not have the same prerequisite that they have in New York, Philadelphia? What am I missing? I don't know. I didn't go to school in the South. But I'm going to tell you right now, as a bag of hair. Dumb they are. Last night, this morning, yesterday, however you want to frame it. I guess no matter what, it should still be yesterday, right? Yesterday, we talked about one shooting, one school shooting in the United Kingdom. Gun laws changed. And aside from the football, the one thing I wanted to do was to check out this town hall that encompassed students and faculty, and obviously their families, who were involved in the Marjorie Stone Douglas shooting. I give props to Marco Rubio for being the only Republican to show up as a representative of the state. Senator Bill Nelson was there. And Representative Deutsch. Two Democrats, a Republican. I know her last name is Lausch. I think her first name is Dana. Spokeswoman for the NRA and the Broward County Sheriff's Department. Let me tell you something. Just for somebody that has a degree in political science, it's a master's degree. But for somebody, seriously, for somebody who has a degree in political science and who loves government and the politics of things, it felt good to watch AP World History and AP Political Science students stand up and ask questions like, will Marco Rubio, do you promise not to take money from the NRA going forward? I mean, questions that I don't think any reporter would have the balls to ask. Balls, heart, courage, tits, whatever you want to, because I don't want to make it sound like women don't have balls. All right? It's an expression. Like, don't get your panties in a twist. I say that to guys, and I know that typically most men don't wear panties. Is basically what I'm trying to say. The president of the United States, he decided that he was going to have a listening session at the White House. And he had shooting victims from Columbine, Sandy Hook, Parkland, and I think that everybody was screened. So I think I know they said that everyone was screened. I think everybody was a Republican, although I don't want to say that without knowing, but I can't imagine that anybody that was sitting in that room was going to be hostile to the president. And I had to take a sip of water. I got to tell you guys about my dry mouth. But we'll get into that in a second. When we get into my day, I really want to focus on the fact that Donald Trump had notes. Some people are criticizing him. I do know that sometimes it's difficult to know what to say. But to have to write down, I hear you, that's a little bit of a stretch for your boy. I'm not trying to hear that, Boulder Dash. Straight up, I'm not. It is what it is, though. Man, we could have ended with that. Right? Knock him out. Good night. Alright, well, it is what it is. Listen, Nigel, it is what it is. I don't even know what we're getting out of here on yet. So, a lot of people are talking about the father who told Donald Trump that he was pissed. Donald Trump talked about background checks and a whole bunch of nonsense. But since we let you hear from the President of the United, I let you listen to the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. I have to let you listen to the President of the United States. So, the President of the United States, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, he works where you have people very adept at using firearms, of which you have many. And it would be teachers and coaches. If the coach had a firearm in his locker when he ran at this guy, that coach was very brave. Saved a lot of lives, I suspect. But if he had a firearm, he wouldn't have had a run. He would have shot, and that would have been the end of it. And this would only be, obviously, for people that are very adept at handling a gun. And it would be, it's called concealed carry, where a teacher would have a concealed gun on them. They'd go for special training, and they would be there, and you would no longer have a gun-free zone. Gun-free zone to a maniac, because they're all cowards. A gun-free zone is let's go in and let's attack, because bullets aren't coming back at us. And if you do this, and a lot of people are talking about it, it's certainly a point that we'll discuss.
As usual, the President of the United States is lying. A lot of people are talking about it because this idiot keeps saying it. The answer to guns is not more guns. Can you imagine dropping your child off for school and your teacher? You're dropping your children off to school, mind you. Not, you know, just school. And I know people in the United Kingdom, you can't identify. Like, you can't, and I get that. That's the reason, though, my son was born in the United Kingdom and my daughter in Canada, because I can't imagine being afraid to send my kids to school. I can't. I think it would be a dereliction of my duty as a parent to not protect the child, my child. And if you're wondering why we haven't gone back to music just yet, it's because I want you to hear some more audio. I'm learning that sometimes it's more effective for you to hear it from the source than from me. I want you to listen to this father pontificate about his dead child. I mean, it's been hard for me, and this is the reason this is only the second time we've talked about this, is because it's hard for me. You know, Sandy Hook rocked me. And like every time there's one of these, and I don't mean just a school shooting, I mean a shooting, I'm like, yeah, okay. Because I know nothing's gonna happen. I know nothing will, and I told you yesterday. The reason that this feels different is because the victims are screaming for change, and these kids have money. Okay? They are not from some poor school district. They have money. And we are talking about the leaders, obviously, of the school, kids that are taking AP courses AP is short for advanced placement. All right? You're talking to somebody that took AP calculus. Shout out to Richard White and AP English. Shout out to Margaret. Oh, Margaret, Margaret. That's how I talked to my teachers, by the way. Not so much Mr. White, because Richard, he was kind of a dick. But, yeah. I know, that was kind of awkward, right? I want you to listen to this father. And on the other side, we'll talk some more. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you just listen to the victims that they let speak. All right, Nigel, go.
The first school shooting, Columbine, at Columbine High School, happened. And I was born into a world where I never got to experience safety and peace. There needs to be a significant change in this country because this has to never happen again. And people should be able to feel that when they go to school, they can be safe.
I'm very angry that this happened because it keeps happening. 9/11 happened once and they fixed everything. How many schools, how many children have to get shot? It stops here with this administration and me. I'm not gonna sleep until it's fixed. It doesn't make sense. Fix it. Should have been one school shooting, and we should have fixed it. And I'm pissed because my daughter I'm not gonna see again. She's not here. She's in North Lauderdale at whatever it is, King David Cemetery. That's where I go to see my kid now. And it stops. We all work together and come up with the right idea, and it's school safety. It's not about gun laws right now. That's another fight, another battle. Let's fix the schools, and then you guys can battle it out whatever you want. But we need our children safe.
I lost the best friend, who's practically a brother. And I'm here to use my voice because I know he can't. And I know he's with me, cheering me on to be strong, but it's hard. And I don't understand why I could still go in a store and buy a weapon of war, an AR. I was reading today that a person 20 years old, walked into a store and bought an AR-15 in 5 minutes with an expired ID. How is it that easy to buy this type of weapon? How do we not stop this after Columbine, after Sandy Hook? I'm sitting with a mother that lost her son. It's still happening.
Yeah. The one thing that impresses me about these children is this. They speak eloquently, very effectively. And one, I would like to correct a lot of these people. There should have never been any shootings. I'm finding a little... Really? Just, that was really aggressive, Nigel. Like, come on, dude. Like, I like this song, too. All right, so look. I want to correct people. It's not about... It should have never been any shooting. But once there was one... And let's remember, the Columbine shooters didn't even have machine guns. They had shotguns. Tonight... Last night, this morning, yesterday, whatever you want to call it, Marco Rubio, who was asked if he would pledge to not take any more money from the NRA. And like I said, I give him credit for even showing up. The governor wasn't there. Pam Bondi wasn't there. I'm just telling you the truth. It only took one shooting in the United Kingdom. It took one shooting in Norway. It is what it is, and it's sad, and a sin, and a shame. It's unfathomable to me. And I knew that once my wife wanted to have children, how in the name of God could I raise them in the United States and send them to school? And it never occurred to me that, like, I don't know why, like, it never occurred to me that Jazz or Chris could ever be in any danger. But this, they were sheer terror for me last Wednesday. You just hear there's a shooting in the United States. And then it's Florida. And it's South Florida. You know, and then you find out it's Broward County and it's in Sunrise, Florida, or Parkland, Florida. They were actually in Sunrise to do the town hall. So that's where I'm at. I don't want to believe that Americans are savages. For my own sanity. This shit used to be my song. Y'all don't even understand. Bahama Breeze was this hot club in Philly. Listen to this.
Don't give a damn about what them ladies talking about. Cause you just trying to get your man. Make some noise.
I just realized recently that he said to all the fellas, like, talking about, because you trying to get your man. He was talking to gay guys. I never knew that. Like, I didn't peep it. Let me clear my throat. The song is, I think, almost like 20 years old. Maybe not that old, Nigel says. I think so. I could be wrong. Let's move on. Like I said yesterday, these kids have influence. And they're everywhere. They planned a walkout. I myself, thanks to Gene Malinowski, did the same thing at Overbrook High School. One day, I'll tell you all about it. Tonight is not the night. I'm not trying to take any shine from anybody. Sometimes I run slow, sometimes I run quick. Oh, because I'm sweeter and thicker than a Chico stick. Listen, that's the perfect transition into my day. I had a fun day. I'm still looking out for my boy's mother-in-law. But you see, sound good tonight, right? This morning. It's still this morning. No matter what, it's this morning. It's good. We're approaching midnight in LA and Vegas. So yeah, this morning, right? Went to the gym. Oh my God. Horrible Zumba class. Elena, straight up. Need you back. Can't do it. I told AB, yo, the next time you gotta check and make sure that the instructor, I'm saying, I normally burn 1,000 calories. 900 is like the minimum. I did leave the class early, but I had only burned 600 calories, and like we were 40 minutes into the class. So it was off. And I wasn't sweating as much as I normally do. The teacher, the instructor, was facing the class. Now, when you're facing the class, your movement should be opposite, right? Because if you're moving your right foot, you know, but then she would move with the flow of the class. So if we were going to our right, she went to her left, and it was horrible. It was horrible, and I didn't like it, and I was mad, and I realized that I may be spoiled by my Zumba instructor. So look, I'm at Walmart with my dealer, and I have we're friends, so we spend some time together. And so we went in on a pen. Like, so we both use medical marijuana, right? So pen, we are using the pen. And normally it doesn't smell like anything, but this is almost like a dab pen. It's the faintest smell. So, right, but I have to medicate because I'm in pain. So my supplier hands me a pen. It's like, because I said, oh my God, my back is starting to hurt. So I, you know, you vape. It's just like a vape. And all of a sudden, supplier goes, yeah, you heard that. Like trying to blow away evaporated mist. It was the funniest shit that happened all day. You know, I feel good, clear minded. I don't know. Like, I'm seeing a lot of people taking pictures with the poster of Black Panther. And I'm like, look, I'm down. Don't get me wrong, I'm down. I'm just like, really? Why are you taking selfies with a goddamn poster? Alright, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. TK is a hater. Nigel said yes. Don't ever forget that. Yes, TK is a hater. I'm a hater. And I will hate on whatever. If I don't like it, I don't like it. And nothing you can say or do will make that shit change for me. I don't roll like that. Again, I would be remiss if I didn't bring up Syria. Syria getting pummeled by Netanyahu and the Assad regime. UNICEF released a statement that was just blank. I get that, you know, people don't care. But on the day that, well, it's the day after now, but on the day that the world lost Billy Graham, if you have any part of you that has any of the teachings of Jesus Christ in you, seriously, yo, we got to do something for Syria. And I know right now the United States is probably like, we got our own shit. Every country has their own shit. My home is about to go off a fucking financial cliff, committing suicide that they brought upon themselves. You fucking tell me that you got other shit going on. That disaster and the next shooting. There's a shooting of some kind every 6 hours. in some states, and there's a shooting every 15 minutes in the United States. So, in the course of this show, three people were shot. Mortally wounded, probably. So, since we're doing old school hip hop, I think I want to get out on Poetry by Boogie Down Productions. So as I'm bouncing you out of here, I want you to remember that, yo, we got to take care of each other. We only have one planet. And even though I believe we go around many times, most of you don't remember ever being born the first time, let alone your past lives. So we only go one around once that we remember. And none of us are getting out of this alive. It's the reason we were born, to experience this shit. And I think praying to some being that I don't think interferes is not the answer. But if you're going to believe in a deity, let it be the oneness of light and peace and love. Be kind to each other. Love each other, and if you can, at least be tolerant. For Nigel, who I have perpetually locked in the Tower of London, I want to thank you for listening to TK's Take. I have been your host, the Sandstorm, taking human form. TK the Great. And, yeah, TK is up. I'm lamping, feeling like a champion. Push up on a cutie bone, beat it, I'm stamped. I'm the face of my patio, stuffed like an Oreo. Everybody broke for a heavy deep video. Fucking in stereo, people said, here we go. A cutie down in front said, heavy, you're my hero. Understand this, before you make a comment, there's always a meaning in a heavy deep statement. In this life, I strive for improvement. Be your own God, follow your own movement. Love is a legend, me, I'm legendary at it. Flipping on the mic makes me a rapping acrobat. Don't try to swing, cause you couldn't even hang. We got our own thing.
Let it. shit to poetry, a small dedication to those that might know of me, they might know of you, and maybe a gang, but one thing's for sure, neither one of y'all can hang, cause yo, I'm like an arrow, and Scott is the crossbow, say something now, thought so, you seem to be the type to only understand the annihilation and destruction of the next man, that's not poetry, that is insanity, it's simply fantasy, far from reality, poetry is the language of imagination, poetry is a form of possible creation.
Get, 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 get